हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुधासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। श्रीभगवानुवाच। वी हैव सीन that one verse where Bhagavan recommends Arjuna to be a karma yogi, to live a life of karma yoga, because living a life of karma yoga itself needs a lot of understanding. When with that understanding a person lives his life as a karma yogi, then naturally it will take care of his all preparation that he needs for his knowledge. So, in this 47th verse which we covered today, covered already, what Bhagavan makes it very clear is, Akarmani, Akarane Preetihi Mabhut. In not being active, one should not have any desire. One should not have a desire for not doing things. One should not remain physically inactive. One should not decide not to do anything. Sometimes it is possible for people to think that they not do anything, because once I do things, then the results will be inevitable, unavoidable. So Punya Papam will be there. To exhaust the Punya Papam, I had to be born again. This problem will be there. Therefore, what will be very important, one should keep oneself very busy. One must be physically engaged. And physical engagement, physical occupation must be with thoughtfulness, so that one is conscious of dharma, one follows dharma. With a commitment to dharma, one must involve oneself in appropriate activities, must be of duties. That is how one must be. At the same time, one need not be attached to results of actions. Not being attached to results of actions does not mean not expecting the result, not wanting the result, getting rid of the result. It is inevitable for everyone. For any karma, result will be inevitable. Result will be definitely there whether we want it or not. But that result is maybe expected result, may not be expected result. One has to do anything by only expecting a result, wanting the result. But one must have the preparedness to accept any result as a karma yogi, because as a karma yogi, one should have this very clear understanding. Results are inevitable. And the results are in conformity with what one has in store, nama punya papam. And those results are determined by Bhagavan of natural laws. Therefore, the results are inevitable. So one must have the preparedness to accept any result without any anxiety as prasada. And one should remain the same in all situations, whatever is the result. That remaining same, samattam, is very important. And it is impossible to remain the same unless we have this understanding. The results are not responsible for one's unhappiness. Results are not responsible for one's happiness also. The desirable, undesirable results, the so-called desirable, undesirable results, or can be desirable and undesirable only if we think that they are responsible for one's unhappiness and their source of happiness. If you understand results of actions, whether desirable or undesirable, whether to one's expectation or not to one's expectation, they are definitely not responsible for one's unhappiness. They are not source of happiness also. With this understanding, and they all come and go, with understanding a person performs his actions, then he is not attached to the results of actions, then he can remain balanced without agitation and elation, so that it will contribute for his mental steadiness and purity in due course of time. That's why Bhagavan said, ka akarane prithihi ma bhut, etc. We understood. And I'm going to the 48th verse today. It's all right? Okay. Yogastah kuru karmani sangantyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Yogastah kuru karmani sangantyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. So again, Bhagavan makes it very clear, the same important aspect of karma yoga. Okay, living a karma life of karma yoga governed by dharma is choiceless way of life for mental preparation. In terms of having mental purification, mental steadiness, without which jnanam will be impossible. Therefore, for a spiritual aspirant who is aspiring for moksha, who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who knows the value of jnanam, his focus must be on mental preparation. And if mental preparation is taken care, is focused on mental preparation, has no choice. One has to live a life of karma yoga. And if a person has to live a life of karma yoga, an important aspect is trying to always maintain mental equanimity. So being equanimous in all situations, remaining balanced, having the sameness of mind to all situations is samatvam. Samatvam yogaha uchyate. So remaining balanced, samaha bhutva, siddhi asiddhyoho samaha bhutva, remaining the same in success and failure, asiddhihi failure, remaining the same in success and failure, may you do your duties. Hey Arjuna, Dhananjaya, karmani kuru, yogastaha karmani kuru. Yogastaha means what? Remaining steadfast in yoga means living a life of karma yoga. May you perform your duties. Sangam tyaktva. That is very sangatyagaha. Sangatyagaha is recommended by Bhagavan. Sangatyagaha means rejection of attachment. Not having attachment towards the results of actions is sangatyagaha. Not being attached to the results of actions means not being dependent on results of actions for one's happiness and security. And not being dependent on results of actions for one's happiness and security means understanding the fact always that whatever is the result of action, desirable or undesirable, those results are not at all responsible for one's unhappiness. Those results are not source of happiness also. Even if desirable result comes, that desirable result may keep a person temporarily pleased, that is not a source of permanent happiness. Even the desirable result is undesirable, my God, unwanted at all, still one must remember that result itself, undesirable situation, unwanted result, is not responsible for one's unhappiness. This is very important. With this understanding, a person performs his duties and he can remain detached. He do his duties without being attached to the results of actions. That's what Sangatyaga. Sangam tyaktva he dhananjaya, sangam tyaktva yogastaha, siddhya siddhyoho samaha bhutva karmani kuru. So siddhi asiddhyoho samaha, siddhi, see, remaining the same in all situations, in desirable and undesirable, success and failure is possible only if we have sangatyaga, only if we have detachment towards results of actions. So one can remain balanced and one can have proper attitude towards situations, that they have proper reasons why any given result comes. To expectation and not to one's expectation, more than one's expectation, less than one's expectation, directly opposite to one's expectation, whatever result comes, that is a proper reason behind it. That some karma, phalam comes in the form of the result of present action, and that is determined by the natural laws. Laws never fail. All the laws are Ishvara. That is how the laws work. That's how Ishvara, that's how Bhagavad Gita said, that's how we settle our accounts with Ishvara. They come in life, Therefore, once you understand, and once you have this attitude of accepting everything as gift from Bhagavan, Prasada, it is possible to remain the same. Even acceptance of everything with the sameness of mind, looking at everything as prasada, is possible only if you remember the fact that our happiness, what is really sought after by us, that happiness is not in anything. Nothing is a source of happiness. No result of action is a source of happiness. No situation is a source of happiness. No result is responsible for our unhappiness also. Remember, it is very important. Remembering this fact alone is being detached to the results of actions, remaining the same in success and failure. Hey Arjuna, may you do your duties thus. Yogastaha sangam tektva siddhi yogastaha sangam tektva siddhya siddhyoho samaha bhutva karmani kuru. Sentence number 1. Samatvam yogaha uchyate. This mental equanimity alone is said to be samat yogaha, the preparatory discipline. So remaining balanced is, learning to be remain balanced is a preparatory discipline. Okay. Now we'll see the bhashyam. Palatrishna shunyena. Palatrishna shunyena. See, this word palatrishna shunyam. Trishna means craving. Craving for the result of action. Palaya trishna, palatrishna. Palatrishna shunyena. Vina. Palatrishnam vina. Palaya trishnam vina. Palatrishnam vina. Palatrishnaya vina. Means without the craving for the results of actions, without craving for the results of action, means without being attached to the results of actions. That does not mean not expecting the result. Because Pujya Swamiji's teaching is very important here. Not expecting the result, that's not the teaching. Okay. Kriyamane karmani, palatrishna shunyena kriyamane karmani. So, in an action which is being performed without the attachment to the result of action, సత్వశుద్ధి జా జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి లక్షణ సిద్ధి. జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి లక్షణ సిద్ధి సత్వశుద్ధిజ. దర్ ఈస్ సక్సెస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ దర్ ఈస్ సక్సెస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ హ్యాపన్స్ అస్ రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెంటల్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సత్వశుద్ధిజ జ్ఞాన ప్రాప్తి అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం ఈస్ ది అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ సత్వశుద్ధి మెంటల్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. సో సత్వశుద్ధిజ జ్ఞానప్రాప్తి లక్షణ సిద్ధి సక్సెస్ ఇన్ ది అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ as a result of mental purification happens in action which is being performed without being attached to the result of action. Tad viparyaja asiddhihi. And asiddhihi, the failure which happens తద్విపర్యజ అసిద్ధి. ఈవన్ ఇఫ్ ఫెయిలియర్ హ్యాపన్స్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ తద్విపర్యజ మీన్స్ ది ఫెయిలియర్ ఇస్ అపోజ్డ్ టు ద సక్సెస్. ఓకే, దట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఆల్సో. తయోహో సిద్ధి అసిద్ధియోహో towards those both situations of success and failure api samaha means what? Tulyaha bhutva is equal to tulyaha bhutva, remaining the same. Karmani kuru karmani, may you do your duties. Kaha asau yogah, kaha asau yogast యోగః యోగస్థః కురు ఇతి ఉక్తం. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ యోగ? దట్ ఇస్ యోగస్థః కురు మీన్స్ వాట్? మే యూ రిమైన్ స్టెడ్ఫాస్ట్ ఇన్ యోగ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యోగ? కః అసౌ యోగః యోగస్ యత్రస్థః కురు ఇతి యత్రస్థః. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ యోగ రిమైనింగ్ విచ్ వన్ షుడ్ డూ వన్స్ డ్యూటీ? What is that yoga remaining where one should do one's duty? Iti uktam idam evatat, this is what is said to be yogastaha. Remaining steadfast in yoga means remaining the same in all situations, in success and failure. Very beautiful. Yogastaha kuru ittukte kaha yogaha kaha asa yogaha yatrastaha. What is that yoga remaining steadfast in which one should do one's duties? Is it siddhya siddhyoho samatvam yoga uchyate? Give us the answer now. So yogastaha karmani kuru means remaining steadfast in yoga, may do your duties, means remaining balanced, remaining the same in all situations, in desirable and undesirable situations, in success and failure, is yogaha. So for a karma yogi, the most important qualification is what now? Remaining a balanced person. That is why karma yogi has no choice, must be begging Bhagavan all the time for the strength to be able to remain balanced. You should know what you should pray for, isn't it? Once you know, when you have no choice, you have to remain the same. You have to remain balanced without elation and dejection. Means, of course, you have prasada buddhi, you understand all these things. Still, it is not that easy. That is why one must be always prayerful to Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, please always bless me with the knowledge of what I can change, what I cannot change. And bless me with all knowledge and strength to change what I can prudently, intelligently and to accept gracefully what I cannot. Okay. One has to pray for this strength to be remain balanced. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavad continues his commentary here. Yat punaha samatva buddhi yuktam. Samatva buddhi yuktam. Ishvara aradhanartham. See, samatva buddhi yuktam. Ishvara aradhanartham karma. Ishvarasya aradhanam. Ishvara aradhanam. Ishvara aradhanam. Ishvara aradhanartham. Ishvara aradhanartham karma. Etasmat karmanaha. He says, the next sentence is an introduction to the following verse. Punaha samatta buddhiyuktam Ishvara aradhanartham karma. So, the action performed with the sameness of mind. Samatta buddhiyuktam karma. The action performed with the sameness of mind is an action performed as an offering to Bhagavan. Action performed with sameness of mind. The preparedness to accept any situation, any result with the sameness of mind is an action performed as an offering to Bhagavan, performed as worship of the Lord. So work becomes worship if we have this samatta buddhihi. Okay. And that karma. Etasmat karmanaha. Then this karma. So then this action which is performed as worship, which becomes worship, which is performed with sameness of mind, then this karma. So he's going to say next shloka. Dure nahyavaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya. Dure nahyavaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya. Buddhau sharanaman vichha kripanaf phalahetavaham. Dure nahyavaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya. Buddhau sharanaman vichha kripanaf phalahetavaham. He Dhananjaya, he Arjuna, buddhi yogat karma hi durena avaram. Karma avaram. Karma avaram means what? This karma is inferior, not varam. Varam means superior, exalted. Avaram means inferior. Karma is avaram. How avaram it is, how inferior it is. Durena avaram is far inferior. Karma is far inferior means, which karma? Any action performed with an attachment to the result of action. So action, any action performed with an attachment to the result of action means an action is not performed without expecting the result. An action performed in attachment, the result of action means expecting the result is not a problem. Being dependent on the result of action for one's happiness and security, mistaking the result to be a source of happiness is attachment to the result of action. So any action performed with an attachment to the result of action becomes a mere action. It does not become a preparatory discipline. Therefore, it is far inferior when compared to buddhi yogaha. Kasmat avaram buddhi yogat. Buddhi yogaha means karma yogaha. So an action performed as a preparatory discipline is karma yoga. An action performed as a discipline is a discipline, an action perhaps becomes a discipline only if a person entertains mental equanimity. So, buddhi yogat, than an action performed with mental equanimity, action performed with an attachment to the result of action is far inferior. Is it clear? Buddhi yogat, karma yogat, karma hi avaram, durena avaram. Karma yogat, buddhi yogat, karma hi durena avaram. Therefore, Bhagavan says, buddhau sharanam anvicha. What the first sentence? Buddhi yogat, karma yogat, karma durena avaram. Sentence number one. Buddhau sharanam anvicha. Anvicha is a imperative verb. Anu iccha anvicha. Anvichati. Anvichati means resorting to. Anvichati. Okay. Buddhau sharanam anvicha means buddhau sharanam anvicha. So may you resort to this buddhi yoga, which is may resort to this buddhi. Okay, sharanam anvicha, may you be given to this discipline of karma yoga, buddhau sharanam anvicha. Therefore Arjuna, buddhau sharanam anvicha, may you be given to this discipline of karma yoga, may you follow this discipline of karma yoga, especially may you follow this means discipline of always maintaining mental equanimity in all situations, in all your performances. Buddho sharanam anvicha. Otherwise, third sentence Bhagavan says, kripanaha palahetava. Palahetavaha kripanaha. Palahetavaha means what? Palam sukhasya hetuhu iti ye chintayanti te palahetavaha. People who mistake the result of action to be the source of happiness and thereby who are attached to the result of actions are palahetavaha. Mistaking the result of action to be a source of happiness and thereby who are attached to the result of actions are palahetavaha. Such people are kripanaha. Kripanaha means what? They are miserly. Their miserly means the people who really do not make the best use of their intellectual capacity for accomplishing the ultimate. So, kripanaha palahetavaha. So, palahetavaha kripanaha. See what happens. Kimartam palahetavaha kripanaha iti uchyante. Why does it be palakripanaha? Because they are dependent on the result of action for their happiness. Which means they do not become dependent on the knowledge for their happiness. They do not become dependent on Bhagavan for their happiness. Therefore, what happens? Be dependent on the result of action. They live their lives all the time doing things one after the other. And being frustrated, getting frustrated and getting disappointed and all those things. In the long run, they never become prepared for the attainment of jnanam. They can never attain jnanam. And if people, continue to remain in samsara without being able to attain jnanam, they have wasted their life. Therefore, such people who do not make the best use of the span of life for attainment of jnanam, people who do not make the best use of their intellectual capacity for attaining jnanam, people who do not make the best use of their knowledge of right and wrong for living life of dharma, such people who do not, they are miserly. They are like misers. They are misers. Kripanaha means who remain in samsara. That's the idea. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam here. Dureṇa, Dureṇa ityasya shabdasya kaha arthaha? Ati viprakarṣeṇa. See, karṣeṇa, prakarṣeṇa, viprakarṣeṇa, ati viprakarṣeṇa. The three prefixes. Pra, okay, prakarṣeṇa, viprakarṣeṇa, ati prakarṣeṇa. Ati viprakarṣeṇa means what? Tremendously, highly, tremendously, too inferior. Ati viprakarṣeṇa hi avaram. Avaram means what? Nikrishtam. Dureṇa is adverb. So ati viprakarṣeṇa is the meaning of the Dureṇa. He indeed. Avaram. Avaram ityukte kahartaha. Nikrishtam. Utkrishtam, exalted, superior. Opposite of Nikrishtam is what? Utkrishtam. Nikrishtam is inferior. The act of it is a inferior. Why it is inferior? Because what is superior, what is inferior? What is exalted, what is not exalted? Inferior is that which retains a person samsara. Superior is that which enables a person attain moksha. Therefore, karma phala arthina kriyamanam. Karma phalam arthyate yena sah karma phalarthi. The person who is craving for the result of action, expecting the result to be a source of happiness. Karma phalarthina kriyamanam. Karma, the action which is being performed by a person who is dependent on the result of action for his happiness, that action, buddhi yogat means what? Samatta buddhi yuktat karmanaha. What is buddhi yogaha? Buddhi yogaha is an action performed with mental equanimity. Buddhi yuktat. Samatva buddhi yuktam karma. Samatva buddhi yuktam karma is equal to buddhi yogaha. Beautiful. Buddhi yogaha ityukte kaha artaha? Buddhi yogaha ityukte karma yogaha. Karma yogaha ityukte kaha artaha? Karma. Samatva buddhi yuktam karma. Samatva buddhi yuktam karma is buddhi yogaha. An action performed with mental equanimity is a discipline. That itself becomes a discipline. Any action performed with mental equanimity becomes a preparatory discipline. So samatta buddhi yuktam karma is karma yogaha, buddhi yogaha. Therefore, this karma performed by a person who is craving for the result of action, mistaking the result of action to be a source of happiness, than that karma, this action performed as a discipline with the sameness of mind is far superior. It means what? That karma is inferior to this karma yoga. So karma performed by a karmi is inferior to karma yoga. Why? Because janma maranadi hetutvat. Why karma is inferior to karma yoga? What reason? Ketvarte panchami. Isn't it? The reason is given the fifth case. Janma maranadi hetutvat. The karma performed, okay, the attachment to the result of action is far inferior to karma yoga, which is performed with the balanced mind, because karma is the cause of samsara. Karma becomes responsible for remaining in samsara, fraught with birth and death. Janma maranadi hetutvat. It is the karma, such a binding karma. Karma performed with attachment result of action becomes a binding karma that becomes cause of rebirth, cause of becoming subject to birth and death. Karma retains a person in samsara. Karma yoga prepares the person's mind, thereby it enables a person to attain moksha. It liberates a person. Therefore, it is karma yoga is superior, karma is inferior. Okay. Yataha evam yoga vishayayam buddhau tat paripakajayam va sankhya buddhau sharanam ashrayam. Okay. So first let me say yataha, why? Because yataha means because, even in this manner, yoga vishayayam buddhau. See, yoga vishaya buddhihi. Yoga vishaya buddhihi buddhau. Tat paripakajayam va. Sankhya buddhau. See, sankhya buddhihi means what? The knowledge. Sankhya buddhihi is what? Knowledge. Knowledge is possible only the mind becomes prepared. Paripaka. Only the buddhi becomes mature. Only if a person's mind become mature. Mature mind is the mind which is emotionally stable, intellectually sharp. Intellectually adequately sharp and emotionally stable mind. Stable. Intellectual, the person whose buddhi is, intellect is sharp, emotionally in a stable, such a person. So, paripakata buddhihi. If the knowledge is there, knowledge is possible, sankhyam is knowledge. Knowledge is possible, only a person becomes mentally mature. The mental maturity implying both. Mental maturity implies both intellectual sharpness and emotional stability. That is possible only when a person lives the life of karma yoga. Kada yoga vishaya buddhihi. How is this? Yoga vishayayam buddhau tat paripakajayam va sankhya buddhau sharanam means ashrayam. See, sharanam anvicha. Let me make it very beautiful. Buddhau sharanam anvicha. Shankara Bhagavatapada explains so beautifully here. Sharanam anvicha means may you be given to that discipline of karma yoga. May you be given to that discipline. Means may you strictly follow that discipline. Sharanam anvicha means you have no choice. You have to surrender to that lifestyle, living life karma yoga. So resorting to karma yoga, being given to the discipline of karma yoga, strictly living life karma yoga is what? Sharanam anvichati means the person surrenders himself to something. So sharanam anvichati, he takes refuge in that. So, may you surrender yourself to may you be given to, may resort to that buddhi. Buddho sharanam anvicha. That buddhi means what? May be given to that buddhi means may you be committed to level of karma yoga. Why? Because abhaya prapti karanam. Ashri means abhaya prapti karanam. That is the only source of refuge. That's the only means of attainment of fearlessness. See, living a life karma yoga is what? The means of attainment of fearlessness. Abhaya prapti karanam. What is abhaya prapti karanam? Abhaya prapti karanam, the means of attainment of fearlessness is knowledge, buddhi. The word buddhi can mean knowledge, which is a means of attainment of fearlessness. Attainment of fearlessness means attainment of moksha. Abhaya prapti karanam is buddhi, knowledge. And that knowledge can rise only if the intellect becomes mature. The intellect can become mature only if you live a clean life of dharma with a proper attitude. My God, he says that one word buddhihi yogam buddhau sharanam anvicha means, hey Arjuna, may you live a life of karma yoga, which is the only means of mental, one only way of mental preparedness, only way of preparing your mind. May you live of karma yoga, which is the only means of preparing your mind, only means of make your mind mature, only way of mature. Only in that mature mind, knowledge is possible. And the knowledge is the only means of attainment of moksha, fearlessness. Therefore, buddham sharanam anvicha, may you commit yourself to the pursuit of knowledge, which only means of attainment of moksha. And that for that knowledge, mind has to become prepared. And for that mental preparedness, this is the only way you have to live. Okay, so Allah expressed this word, buddham sharanam anvicha means, having knowledge as your goal, the only means of attainment of fearlessness, and having a focus on mental preparation for that jnanam, mental maturity as your, having your focus on mental maturity for that knowledge to rise, may you live a life of yoga, karma yoga. Okay? Got it now? Very beautiful. Yoga vishayayam buddhau tat paripakajayam va sankhya buddhau sharanam. Sharanam means ashrayam. Ashrayam means what? Abhaya prapti karanam anvicha. Anvicha means what? Prarthayasva. Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Beautiful. Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Arjuna, may you surrender yourself totally to the knowledge of the absolute reality. Paramartha jnanam eva sharanam yasya. Paramartha jnanam eva sharanam yasya. So, paramartha jnana sharanaha, the one who has taken refuge in knowledge, the one who surrenders himself totally to the pursuit of knowledge of the truth, he is paramartha jnana sharanaha. Got it now? Paramartha jnana meva sharanam. For me, the only source of refuge, only source of surrender is what? Paramartha jnanam. So he says, paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava, may you become the one who has totally surrendered to, has taken refuge in the attainment of knowledge of the absolute reality. Why? Means that knowledge may prarthayasva, anvicha means prarthayasva. Prarthayasva means what? May you pray for that knowledge. May you pray for that. Prarthayasva paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. So once you become committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the absolute reality, and your focus must be on your mind, the prepared mind. Paripaka, okay, prepared mind, the mature mind. The mind in which the knowledge can rise. Abhaya prapti karanam, jnanam can rise only in, that's why it's called paripakaja buddhihi, means what? Knowledge, the source, the only source of fearlessness, only means of attainment of fearlessness can rise only in the mature mind. And for that mature, to have that mature mind, adequately prepared mind, one has to choicelessly live a life of karma yoga, implying one must do all one's actions, expecting the result, wanting the result, but without being attached to the result of action. Very beautiful. Got it? Buddha sharanam anvicha. To what's the final meaning? Paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Buddha sharanam anvicha means paramartha jnana sharanaha bhava. Paramartha jnanameva sharanam. Is what, sir? Now the question comes. Sharanagati means what? Paramartha jnana sharanaha eva, person of surrender. Understand? Paramartha jnana sharanameva sharanagati. Taking refuge in knowledge as the only means of attainment of moksha is sharanagati. There's no sharanagati. What sharanagati? Once you become paramartha jnana sharanaha, your focus must be on buddhi paripaka, mental preparation, mental maturity. If your focus is on mental preparation required for the knowledge of that such great knowledge, then you have no choice. You live life of karma yoga. You have samatta buddhi. Abhaya prapti karanam paramartha jnanam. The means of attainment of fearlessness, freedom is paramartha jnanam. Therefore, paramartha jnana saranaha bhava. Why? He says, Bhagavan, therefore what? May you live life karma yoga, which is the only means of mental preparation required for attainment of jnanam. And may you become committed to the pursuit of jnanam, with that jnanam is the only means of attainment of freedom. And for that freedom, for that jnanam, you have to focus on mental preparation. For mental preparation, you have no choice, you have to live a life of karma yoga. Got it? The order? Live a life of karma yoga. See, take care of your mental preparation. Mental preparation is for jnanam. Jnanam is for moksha. Therefore, if you take refuge in knowledge, then you can live a life karma yoga. This is what Pooja Swamiji always used to say. What karma yoga? Enna karma yoga patient irukka? Enna jnanam purushartha nischaya. If there's no purushartha nischaya, where is the question of living life karma yoga? Isn't it? அப்பப்போ திடீர்னு அந்த சுவாமிஜி வந்து ஒரு ஞாபகம் வந்துடும் என்ன சொன்னார், பிகாஸ் யதஹா பிகாஸ் அவரம் கர்ம குர்வானாக சி குருத்தே ஆத்மனை பதம் அவரம் கர்ம குர்வந்தா ஆர் குர்வானாக போத் ஆர் கரெக்ட் இஸ்ன்ட் இட், அவரம் கர்ம குர்வானாக கிருபனாக த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் யூனோ ஹூ ஆர் பர்ஃபார்மிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் வித் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் த ரிசல்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஹச் பீப்புள் ஆர் அவரம் கர்வ குர்வானாக பீப்புள் ஆஃப் இன்ஃபீரியர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் அவரம் கர்ம குர்வானாக people of in people who are performing inferior actions, who are the people who are performing inferior actions, people whether they do whatever the great action they do, they still they become people of inferior actions if they are attached to the results of actions. People who are performing the actions of inferior quality, கிருப்பனாக கிருப்பனாக த மைசர்லி பீப்புள் ஹூ ரியலி டிசர்வ் பிட்டி தீனாக சாஸ்திரம் ஃபீல் சாரி ஃபார் சச் பீப்புள் ஓகே தீனாக யோ வை தே சாஸ்திரம் ஃபீல் சாரி ஃபார் தே டிசர்வ் பிட்டி மை காட் தே டூ நாட் நோ வேர் மோக்ஷ இஸ் அவைலபிள் தேர் லுக்கிங் ஃபார் ஹாப்பினஸ் இன் ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் தே ஹோர் பிட்டியபிள் பீப்புள் டு டூ டிசர்வ் பிட்டி ஆர் தீனாக பலஹேதவஹ பலத்ருஷ்ணா பிரயுக்தாஹ சந்தஹ பலத்ருஷ்ணா பிரயுக்தாஹ சந்தஹ பலத்ருஷ்ணா பிரயுக்தாஹ சந்தஹ சி பலத்ருஷ்ணயா பிரயுக்தாஹ சந்தஹ people who are induced and compelled and chased by their craving for results of actions. Okay, of course palatrishna prayukta palanam trishnaya prayuktah palatrishnaya prayuktah palatrishna prayuktah people who are impelled, compelled, chased, driven, pushed by the craving for the results of actions, and because they think results of actions are a source of happiness, such people are palahetavaha, they are kripanaha, they are deenaha, they are avaram karma kurvanaha. So in this context, Bhagavan Krishna presents a beautiful quote from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Here, Yajnavalkya Rishi tells Gargi, Yaha vayeta daksharam Gargi, aviditva asman loka praiti saha krupanaha. Beautiful quote. Krupanaha kaha? Iti kaha krupanaha iti Brihadaranyaka Upanishad katham uktam asti. கிருபணஹ கஹ இதி பிருஹதாரண்யக உபநிஷதி உபநிஷதி கிம் உக்தம் அஸ்தி, வாட் இஸ் செட் தேர், யஹவா ஹே கார்கி, ஹே கார்கி, ஹே கார்கி, ஓ டாட்டர் ஆஃப் கர்கமுனி, ஹே கார்கி, இஸ் அட்ரஸ் இன் த வைஃப் கார்கி, லிசன் டு மீ. Yaha va, the person who, praiti, yaha praiti, whoever departs from this world, leaves from this world, leaves, yaha praiti means one who leaves, praiti, prakrashena yeti iti praiti, see somebody goes, yeti, சாயங்காலே ஆகச்சதி, பிராத்தகாலே ஏத்தி சாயங்காலே ஆகச்சதி, பட் திஸ் பர்சன் கோஸ் மீன்ஸ் நட் டஸ் நாட் கம் பேக், வேக்ஸ் அப் அதர் பர்சன்ஸ் பாடி, அதர் பாடி, இஸ்ன்ட் இட், That's what death. Yaha praiti. The person who leaves when asmat lokat. Yaha asmat lokat praiti. The person who leaves from this body. The loka can be body, loka can be the world also. The person who leaves from this body, leaves from this world. When he leaves the body, he leaves the world also. The person who leaves from his body, leaves from his world. Katam, everybody has to leave. Katam praiti. Yetad aksharam aviditva. Yetad aksharam aviditva. Not having understood, not having known this absolute reality available as the nearest truth. All the time truth is there as one's own self. That's why yetad aksharam, without having understood this absolute imperishable reality obtaining as the nearest self, whoever leaves his physical body, whoever dies, leaves his world, that person is Kripanaha. He is a miserly person. He is a miser. Why? He has not made use of the intellectual capacity Bhagavan has blessed him with. Your capacity is given, but you do not make use of it. You keep it safe. It gets rusty, isn't it? That's why he says, Saha Kripanaha. Yaha, he gargi, yaha, yetad aksharam aviditva, asmat lokat praiti, saha kripanaha. Okay, memorize the sentence. Asmat lokat, yetad aksharam aviditva, yaha gachati, yaha praiti, saha kripanaha. Whoever leaves his physical body, leaves this world without having known, discovered the truth, imperishable reality, obtaining as the nearest self, that person has wasted his whole of lifespan. He has not spent his buddhi, has not spent his intellectual capacity, so he is a miser. It is a pity. Shastra Shadadamra Patha. இப்படி வேஸ்ட் பண்ணிட்டேளே அடடா இப்படி வேஸ்ட் ஆயிடுத்தேன். யஹா வா ஏத் அக்ஷரம் கார்கி, ஹே கார்கி. ஓகே, அஸ்மாத் லோகாத் யஹவா ஏத் அக்ஷரம் அவிதித்வா பிரைதி சஹ கிருபணா இதி ஸ்ருதேஹே. பகவான் கோர்ஸ் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி கிருபணா கஹா, கிருபணா ஏவ தஸ்ய கர்ம, தஸ்ய கர்ம இஸ் வாட் நவ் அவரம் கர்ம, ஜீவனமேவ அவரம், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சமத்த புத்தி யுக்தஹாசன், சமத்த புத்தி யுக்தஹாசன், ஆஸ் த ஒன் remaining as the one who is endowed with mental equanimity. Samatta buddhi yuktaha san. San means remaining, living as the one who is endowed with mental equanimity. Swadharmam anutishtan. Strictly performing one's duties. Sudharmam anutishtan yat phalam prapnoti tat shruno. So now Bhagavan introduces, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next verse. What is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga? The benefit of living a life of karma yoga is going to be discussed in the 50th verse. He says, Samatta buddhi yuktaha san, padharmam anatishtan, yat palam prapnoti tat shuno. Arjuna, may you listen to the benefit of living a life karma yoga. The benefit, the fruit, which a person attains, yat palam prapnoti, the fruit which a person attains, strictly following one's duties, as one endowed with mental equanimity. Is it clear? Samatta buddhi yuktaha san hadarmam anatishtan yat palam prapnoti tat sunu. This is a thing. Okay, what's the use of, what's the benefit of living a life karma yoga? Okay, if I do all my duties strictly, but always remaining as the one endowed with the mental equanimity, what's the benefit? Kim phalam? Tat shruno. Bhagavan says. Is it clear now? Okay. Buddhi yukto jaha tiha ubhe sukruta dushkrute. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukruta dushkrute tasmad yogaya yujyasva yogah karma sukaushalam. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukruta dushkrute tasmad yogaya yujyasva yogah karma sukaushalam. So, unless Palashruti is there, we will not do anything. Isn't it? Every stotram has Palashruti. Vishasanama, okay? Brahmano, Veda, we said it, Yaha Putra Michati, Yaha Putravan Bhavati. Like the all Palashruti must be there in every stotram. So, here also, Bhagavan presents the Palashruti. Karma Yoga Palashruti, isn't it? What is the benefit of living a life of Karma Yoga? One benefit is known, we'll make all prior efforts to know it. He says, Buddhi Yuktaha Iha Jahati. Appa, that's the Buddhi Yuktaha Jahati. Here in this world, the person who is endowed with this proper attitude, what is the proper attitude? The person who lives the life of Karma Yoga, which means the person who is endowed with the, you know, balanced mind. The person who always entertains, who remains mentally equanimity, who remains equanimous in all situations. I mean, who is not attached to any result. Who will not hate the undesirable result. Who will not crave for the desirable result, but who expects the desirable result, who does not want the unwanted result, still who is already prepared to accept any result, knowing the nature of the result, who is prepared. Such a person is buddhiyuktaha. Such a person is the person of mental equanimity. And such a person is the one who is said to be buddhi yuktaha, a karma yogi. A karma yogi, the person who entertains such, you know, mental equanimity, equanimous minded, is the person who lives of karma yoga. Such a person, iha jahati. Jahati means what? He becomes free from, he gets rid of what? Ubhe sukruta dushkrute. He gets rid of both punyam and papam. Dushkrutam papam, sukrutam punyam. He becomes free from both punya papam. Means he becomes free from all karmas, all sanchita punya papani, sanchitane punya papani, jahati. Agami punya papani jahati. He becomes free from all agami karma and also sanchita karma. Even prarabdha karma becomes exhausted objectively by him. So, he becomes free from all punya papams for good. How? He'll become qualified for the knowledge. He'll attain jnanam. Jnana dwara saha punya pape jahati. Once he attains jnanam, he'll become free from doership and enjoyership. He'll become free from all wrong notions. Therefore, all wrong notions caused, all accumulation of punya papams also will be resolved. He attains moksha. That's the idea. Therefore, Arjuna, tasmat, because of the treason, Arjuna, a karma yogi alone can become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Only when a jnanam is there, there's moksha. Jnanam is moksha. That's how, once by attaining jnanam, a person becomes free from wrong notions. Thereby, he becomes free from all punya papams. He becomes free from the bondage of karma. Tasmad, therefore, yogaya yujyasva. Yogaya yujyasva. May you make all possible efforts to live a life of karma yoga. May you fix yourself to karma yoga. May you fix yourself to yoga means, may you commit yourself to live a life of karma yoga. Having said that, Bhagavan presents another definition of karma yoga. Yoga. What is yoga? Yogaha samatvam, he said first. Now he is saying, yogaha karmasu kaushalam. Yogaha ityukte kaha. Earlier he said, samatvam yogaha. Now he says, karmasu kaushalam yogaha. Karmasu kaushalam yogaha. So, I think this is a very popular explanation. Pujya Swamiji has really knocked off a lot of wrong understandings. Kaushalam means skill. Kaushalam means proficiency. Kaushalam means efficiency. Kaushalam means perfection. So many meanings are there. It is not mere perfection in action. It is not mere skill in action. It is not mere efficiency in action. But it is discretion in action is yogaha. Discretion means what? Being conscious of what is right and what is wrong. Being conscious of whether a person's action is right or wrong before doing. Being thoughtful of the action that has been done is right or wrong, and accordingly, choosing to do what is right, avoiding the wrong is what? That is what is discretion. So discretion action is yogaha. If mere efficiency, mere skill, and mere perfection action is yoga, means Swamiji used to say, any dacoit, any thief, any pickpocket becomes a yogi. They're all very efficient. That's what discretion in your action. So here dharma is emphasized. One, Bhagavan has blessed all of us with knowledge of right and wrong. One must make the best use of knowledge of right and wrong. And one must exercise one's will and choose to live a life of karma yoga. Then it becomes what? Kaushalam. Karmasu kaushalam yogaha. Okay. Let us see here. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, again, yogaya yujyasva, yogaya yujyasva, may you fix yourself for yogaya. Okay, yogaha means what? Mental equanimity. May you fix yourself for, to karma, may you fix yourself to yoga means, may you try, do all possible efforts to remain balanced. That's the meaning. Okay, let us see the Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary here. Buddhi yuktaha. Buddhi yuktaha. Buddhi yuktaha itukte kahartaha. Samatva vishaya buddhya yuktaha. Samatva vishaya buddhya yuktaha. Samatva vishaya buddhya yuktaha means the person in whose buddhi there is samatvam, the one who is endowed with the mentally equanimity in his mind is samatva buddhi. Samatva buddhya yuktaha means what? The person of mental equanimity, the who remains the same in all situations, whatever comes in life. All those are results of actions, and all results, desirable results, undesirable results, expected, unexpected, all results, no result is a source of happiness. No result is responsible for one's unhappiness. Remembering this fact, one who understands that they're all determined by Bhagavan of natural laws, accepting them, looking at them as prasadam, Bhagavan's gift given by Bhagavan, one who accepts them with sameness of mind, remains the sameness, remains balanced without elation and dejection. That person is buddhi yuktaha, samatta vishaya buddhya yuktaha, saha jahati. So karma yogi is mentioned here. Karma yogi jaha, buddhi yuktaha is equal to karma yogi jahati. Kim jahati? Jahati means what? Parityajati. Parityajati means what? Gives up. Gives up what? Ube sukurta drushtute. Punya gives up where? Kutta jahati. He does not carry with him. Asmin loke. Asmin loke eva ube sukurta drushtute. Sukha drushtute means punya pape jahati. He leaves behind all punya papams in this world itself. He leaves all the punya papams, not to the body mansions complex. He leaves all the punya papams in this world itself. Which means what? I am free from all punyam and papam. Why? No punyam, no papam, no hanchitam, no agami, no, for nothing is there for me. Why? I am abhokta. I am not the enjoyer. The person becomes free from enjoyership. They're free from the notion that he is enjoyer. By becoming free from the notion that he is the enjoyer, he gives up all the punya papams in this world itself to anatma body mansions complex. How is it possible for him to become free from the notion that he is the enjoyer? Because he becomes free from the notion he is the doer also. He becomes free from kartrutvam. Because he has corrected the error in the perception of the self. He shifted identity from anatma to atma. From the standpoint of atma, he sees himself being free from doership and enjoyership. And that jnanam is possible because he has attained jnanam. That jnanam is possible because he is mentally prepared. Mental preparedness was possible because he strictly lived a life of karma yoga, entertaining the mental equanimity towards all results of actions and all situations. Is it clear? This is the teaching here. Therefore, asmin loke ube sukruta duskrute means punya pape parityajati. He leaves everything here itself. Means he will not, he does not take it back with him. So he will not come back with him to enjoy. Once he does not take it with him means what? He leaves and he becomes one with Brahman, so he doesn't come back. If he is ajnani, he has to take it back. He has to come back to exhaust. Asmin loke ube sukruta duskrute is equal to punya pape. Tyajati, jahati, parityajati. Katam sattva shuddhi jnana prapti dvarena. What explanation, okay? Katam parityajati, how a person lives life karma yoga, how does he become free from punya papam? So living a life of karma yoga itself does not free him from bondage. Living a life of karma yoga helps him have mental purification, sattva shuddhi. Sattva shuddhi jnana prapti dvarena. Sattva shuddhya jnanam prapnoti, jnana prapti dvarena punya pape jahati. Not directly. Karma yoga does not liberate him directly from punya papam. Karma yoga enables him have adequate mental purification, emotional stability and intellectual sharpness. Thereby, he attains jnanam. Attainment of knowledge happens as a result of adequate mental preparedness, mental purification. Through the attainment of jnanam, which was possible because of the mental purification, this person becomes free from all wrong notions. Thereby he becomes free from doership and enjoyership. Thereby he becomes free from all punya papams. He leaves all punya papams in this world. Jnana prapti dwarena eva punya papam jahati. Don't forget that, okay? Karma yogena sattva shuddhim prapnoti. Sattva shuddhi, sattva shuddhya jnanam prapnoti. Jnana prapti dwarena ube sukruta dushkrute jahati. Is it clear? The order, you must remember the order. Yataha, because tasmat samatva buddhi yogaya yujyasva. Samatva buddhi yogaya yujyasva. Yujyasva means ghatasva. Samatva buddhi yogaya ghatasva. So may you, Arjuna, may you remain as the one who is endowed with mental equanimity. So being mentally equanimous means being able to look at everything in life as prasadam ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. Accepting them. Sameness of mind. And knowing Bhagavan is the only source of happiness. Okay. Yogaha hi. Now he explained, what is yogaha? Yogaha ki karma, karmasu kaushalam. Yogaha hi karmasu kaushalam. Swadharmakyeshu karmasu vartamanasya. See, karmasu kaushalam means, karmasu means what? Swadharmakyeshu karmasu vartamanasya. For a person who is involved, who remains in performing all his activities such as swadharma, etc. Swadharmakyeshu karmasu vartamanasya. For a person of performance of one's duties, for him, ya siddhya siddhyoho samatta buddhihi. That specific attitude which he entertains in terms of equanimity, sameness of mind. Isharpita chetas chetaha. Isharpita chetaha. As the one having the Isharpita chetastaya. Isharpita chetastaya. As the one having the attitude. See, Isharpita chetastaya. With the attitude of offering, submitting all one's actions to Ishvara. Once you offer your actions to Ishvara, all actions must be clean actions. Actions must be in conformity with Dharma. You cannot do all wrong actions going against Dharma. You can't say, I'm offering to Bhagavan. So, Ishvara arpita chetastaya means samatta buddhihi Isharpita chetastaya. Isharpita chetastaya. Ya siddhya siddhyoho samatta buddhihi. The person who is a performer of all his duties, with the sameness of mind, as with an attitude of offering all with entertaining an attitude of offering all one's actions to Bhagavan, that action, because what? Tat kaushalam, kushala bhavaha. See, only when you perform your actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, not only your, you know, not only your Tirtha Prasad offering, Tulasi Prasad offering, Pushpa offering, we offer so many things to Bhagavan. Here, Krishna says, even your sneezing offered to Bhagavan. Do all your actions you do, perform all your actions as an offering to Bhagavan. So performing all one's actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan is what? Ishwararpana, Ishwararpita Chetastaya. Ishwarpanam, Ishwarpitam Karma. And that action, any action which is performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, must be an action which is in conformity with Dharma. It's a clean action. You cannot offer Bhagavan some wrong actions. I'm telling a lie, offering to Bhagavan. I'm cheating other person, I'm offering to Bhagavan. No, Bhagavan will not accept. Is it? Whatever Bhagavan, poor Bhagavan will punish you also. He'll accept it and he'll give you what he has to give you. Okay. Therefore, this way, performing actions with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan means also being conscious of every action being clean action, that it is not, it's in conformity with Dharma, it is not against Dharma. So you mean there is a discretion in action. Ishwarpita Chetastaya Tat Kaushalam Kushala Bhavaha. What is Kaushalam? What is Kushala Bhavaha? Having discretion action before doing it, whether it's in conformity with Dharma or not, that's an action alone. Right action. An action, right action, which does not go against Dharma, does not transgress the universal values, which is in conformity with Dharma, which is performed with the proper attitude as an offering to Dharma, is skill in action. Is discretion action is kaushalam. That is what is kaushalam. Kushala bhavaha. Okay. Taddhi kaushalam. I'm going to stop with this, okay? Please wait for me to finish this. Taddhi kaushalam. Tadhi kaushalam, that efficiency, that proficiency, efficiency, that capability, that skill, that perfection in terms of discretion action is what? Yad bandha subhavani api karmani. Bandha subhavani api karmani. Even actions which are of the nature of binding. The binding actions. See, what binding action? Any action you perform, it will produce a result. And in order to exhaust the result, you have to be born again. No way. Any action performed becomes a binding action only. But once action performed with the proper attitude, in conformity with Dharma, as an offering to Bhagavan, and without being attached to results of actions, that action is what? Liberating karma. So, tadhi kaushalam, that discretion action, what does it do? Bandha subhavani api karmani. Samattamatta buddhya subhavat nivartante. Even though that discretion action and performing actions with an attitude of off, with a proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, what does it do? Bandha karmani, bandha subhavani karmani api, even those binding actions also, samatta buddhya, because of the mental equanimity, swabhavat nivartante. Mean what? Even they become, no, they become non-binding. The binding actions become non-binding actions. Swabhava devatanti. the actions which are of the nature of binding become, okay, they go away from binding. Nivartante means what? They go away from being binding. So their subhava means they become non-binding. Svabhavat nivartante means they become non-binding actions. The binding actions become non-binding actions if karma is converted into karma yoga. Appa, this is the benefit. Therefore, Arjuna, tasmat, samatta buddhi yuktaha bhavatvam. Samatta buddhi yuktaha bhavatvam. Arjuna, may you become the person of mental equanimity. May you be the one who is endowed with sameness of mind, balanced mind, as the one without elation, dejection, depression in all situations. See, remaining balanced, without dejection is possible only if we are able to see all situations which come in life as prasada, ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. And we understand all those results ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws are only for correcting us, not for punishing us. And we should know those results are not for punishing us, only for correcting us means no result is really a source of happiness. Therefore, there's no need for me to be elated when situations are fine. No situation is going to permanently make me happy. Therefore, I don't need to be elated. And if undesirable also, I don't need to feel dejected and depressed because no situation is responsible for my unhappiness. There's no need for me to hate anything in the world. Once, if I can manage raga dveshas, knowing the nature, then I can remain balanced. And if I remain balanced, I become gradually qualified for the jnanam. Antakana Shuddhi is possible, Antakana Aishchalyam is possible, Jnanam is possible, and Sukruta Dushkruta, Punya Papa, freedom, freeing oneself from Punya Papa also is possible. Tasmat Tvam Samatta Buddhi Yuktaha Bhava. Why? Because again he is going to praise Karma Yoga. What is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga? We have to be reminded again and again and again. We have to be reminded so that we will be able to strictly follow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.